Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Ethan, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our long-time listeners and callers. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about fairies and trolls. What's your feelings on that topic?
Well, we know that, you know, a lot of people try to think of them as a fairy tale, but they are real. You know, there are other dimensions in which they live. They're just as real as we think in this reality. So, you know, I feel they're very powerful and mystical creatures, and they have a lot of psychic abilities, and they're able to do a lot of magical things. And what's your thoughts on that, Adrian?
Well, I think a lot of these magical creatures are starting to come out more and we're opening up more of our awareness to relate them to the physical world. And I think that, like you said, they're very magical, mystical, very part of nature. And we also believe that they can grant wishes, too. What's your thought on that?
Well, we know that the law of attraction, if, you know, people truly believe, you know, that the universe can provide us with all the things that we want in our lives. I mean, a good example, if you wanted a certain pair of shoes and you went to the store and you looked all around and there just wasn't any, and all of a sudden on the shelf, away from the other, you know, clothing items, there would be a pair of shoes your size waiting for you.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. I mean, how many times does that happen when you go into a store and it's the very last one?
That's very true.
But looks like we got a lot of callers lining up. Why don't we go ahead and get started, Adrian?
Let's start with the first caller from the 513 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. What's your first name and where are you from?
My name is Katrina, and I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to know why did my auntie, my mother's sister, treat me so bad years ago? She used to be so mean, and I want to know why was she like that?
Okay, just 1 minute.
So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a pendulum chart reading on you, and I'm going to look at the family lineage chart. And the family lineage chart will tell us why there's so much family conflict that has to do with your family. And why you're being treated that way. Now, this year, on your mother's side?
Yes, my mother's sister.
Okay. All right. Is there a lot of physical abuse in your family?
Was it a lot of what?
Physical abuse.
Physical abuse?
Yeah.
No.
And say something about bringing up physical abuse for some reason.
I can't hardly hear you.
For some reason, it's bringing up physical abuse in the chart.
Okay, you see that in the chart?
Yeah. And this comes on the mother's side. There was a lot of physical abuse. So.
Was she in a bad relationship?
Not that I know of.
But, I mean, could she have been hiding things from you?
Oh, I have no idea. We don't know what type of relationship she had.
Because, you know, the charts, you know, they come up and they, you know, pretty much, you know, point in the direction, you know, where a lot of the, you know, problems might be coming from. But maybe your main concern is on your why your aunt is treats you the way she does.
Yeah, she used to treat me so mean in the past, and I don't know why. I never did anything to her.
So what I'm getting is there's a lot of physical abuse with your aunt.
Okay.
Did she ever used to beat on you or anything like that?
No, it was like verbal. She would say mean things.
Well, it's going to verbal abuse also and physical abuse. So she must have had some kind of physical abuse, but there's verbal also.
Okay.
And that runs in her family on her side.
Okay.
I'm also saying that another thing runs in her family is high blood pressure.
Does she get mad real easy?
I think so.
Yeah. Main thing is, what my guys are telling me, the reason she was picking you out was you were always the one that was right in the firing line.
Okay.
By that is, you know, when she would be in a bad mood or something wasn't going right,
she'd take it out on you.
Oh, okay.
Because she was being physically abused or verbally abused.
Mm-hmm.
She would take it out on you.
I mean, if she had a bad day or somebody was giving her, you know, any kind of abuse, then she'd take it out on you.
Okay.
Yeah, you would be her punching bag.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
And I'm also getting with a high blood pressure, and she has to be careful because that could turn into diabetes.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Okay. And that's why it's bringing it up that, you know, with her high blood pressure and stuff, that could even lead to a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
And, were you always, did you show a lot of unconditional love for her as you were growing up?
It was kind of hard, because like I said, I remember her being mean to me when I was a child and when I was in my maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
But now, right, she's not like that. I just always wonder, why was she so mean to me? And I never did anything to her.
Now, what we're getting from the charts, it really wasn't about you.
It was about
what she was experiencing, and she would take it out on you.
Oh, okay. I understand.
It's also bringing up a lot of greed and selfishness, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That fits her well.
What about her kids?
Did she have any? Yes, she has two, but she had a son that died in the 90s, and she has a daughter now.
And that was your cousin?
We're 7 years apart, so she'll be 40.
Was how did she treat her daughter?
I mean, it's, I think they had their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they may argue from time to time.
Because I'm getting that the son that passed away,
mm-hmm.
he had been going through a lot also.
Yeah, because he choked me before.
He choked like, you when you were earlier? I mean, when you were younger?
Yes, when I was, it might have been back in the 90s when he did that.
He was just doing the same thing to you that, you know, was being done to him.
Remember I was picking up physical abuse?
Yeah. And that's where Adrian picked up on the, you know, on the family background that there was some physical abuse that was going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't know if you, you know, have heard anything about these serial killers. But if you start looking into their history, a lot of them had been either physically or sexually abused.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of mental abuse also.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's different kinds of abuse. You know, a lot of it is, you know, what they've been experiencing, you know, when they were at a young age.
Oh, okay.
So are you getting a better understanding?
Yes, I'm starting to understand
what
that
was
she
happening.
She was just angry and figured she would take it out on me because I guess she figured I was a weak person.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you
but
so
much.
But
now that you're older, she don't do that mm-hmm. because she knows that she can't get away with that with you now.
Yeah, right. Because I was saying that if she does it again, I'm just going to speak my mind.
Yeah, and, you know, you're going to let her know that you won't put up with that.
Right.
Main thing is it wasn't about you. It was about her. And so, you know, mainly, you know, send her prayers and forgive her and forgive yourself or whatever you might have been feeling and let, God, you know, deal with that, you know.
Okay.
She's got a lot to answer for.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you for calling, ma'am, and we hope we were able to help you.
Okay. Thank you. And have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Did you hear that? You know?
Hello?
Yes, for some reason we lost the host, Adrian. I think his phone might have died, and my name is Roy.
Hi, Roy, this is Donna. I've called you before. It's been a little while, but I remember last time I was talking to you and my phone got disconnected. I didn't want you to think that I hung up. And then I tried to get back on and I couldn't.
You're fine. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
And how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, my sister, I'm at her house right now. She's in California, and she has four kids.